The children are invited to come forward for the children's message. Good morning. It's good to see you all, and especially after vacation. I missed you all so much, but it's good to be back. So, who among you remembers our first Bible lesson that we were reading? That's the Old Testament reading. I'm sorry? We were in the season of Epiphany, but that's not our lesson, but, you know, points for trying. Perhaps remember a boy named Samuel? And what was Samuel doing? You don't remember? Okay, that's okay. I'll repeat the story. So Samuel, he's sitting, and he hears someone call him, Samuel, Samuel. So he gets up and he runs to Eli, because it's the only person who could be calling him. Here I am, you called me. Samuel, an old man, tells him, I didn't call you, go back to sleep. Confused, Samuel goes back. And he's woken again. Samuel, Samuel. So he gets up, runs over to Eli. And what happens? What does Eli say? Yeah, I didn't call you, right? So he goes back. And this happens again. And finally, Eli, he realizes that it is the Lord that is calling to him. He says, go back. And then when you hear your name called again, say, here I am, Lord. Now, I think sometimes in our life, we kind of want the Lord just to talk to us that direct way. Say our name, like it was me. Hey, Pastor Ford. Yes, God. Like, don't you, when you're going through times of crisis, want the Lord to come and to talk to you? What if I told you that he does? Does anybody tell me what this is? It's a Bible. Excellent. You know, we almost didn't get the answer to that question in our first service. But yes, it's the Bible. But what is the Bible also known as? Yes. Yeah, the Word of God. Absolutely. Smart kids up here. I love it. But it's called God's Word because we also get to read it. And when we're going through times and trials in our life and we want to know what the Lord says, we can read it for ourselves. Or if we're too young to really read, we can go and ask our parents, mom, dad, or pastor, I'm struggling with this. What does the Bible say about this? What does God say about this? So remember, this isn't just a book. This is God's Word. You may be seated.